When a public school's budget is stretched too thin, field trips are often among the first things to go. The St. Petersburg Museum of Fine Arts has created a program that gets students cooped up in classrooms out to soak up some culture, and it doesn't cost the schools a dime. Mary Shedden, reporting for State Impact Florida, recently joined 100 energetic sixth graders from a Clearwater middle school as they stepped into an unfamiliar world.
It's just a few dozen yards from the charter buses to the stately columns at the Museum of Fine Arts entrance. Dozens of 12 and 13-year-olds jump off the bus after a 25-minute ride from their Clearwater school. Volunteer docents scramble to sort out small groups and hand out clipboards.
You have gum?
I know.
You need to put it in the garbage can when we go in.
A few steps into the air-conditioned gallery, and the Oak Grove Middle School student voices shift to whispers. The groups spread out across the museum. History lessons commence about African ritual mask, ancient pottery, and a 19th century bronze statue of a Hindu god.
So this is Shiva, and in this picture, he's called the Lord of the Dance.
Guys, that's how many horses
he is, a god of destruction.
So the emperor calls in his generals.
Anna Glenn is the museum's director of public programs. She says almost 6,000 Pinellas County World History students made the trip this year. Students spend about 2 hours trying to connect the artwork in front of them to characteristics of a certain civilization.
It's an opportunity for the museum to become this learning lab for them. So if we think about times when we were in our science classes and we had to walk through labs and identify and sort of cite those evidences for what we were learning, that's what the museum is transformed into.
The field trip is a literal world tour from Asia to Africa and all of the Americas. A docent explaining how a gold cup was used for a drinking ritual involving spit grosses out some, but not all of the students.
And they mix water with it and it makes a drink. And so they make this chicha drink out of corn.
The day before the field trip, history teacher Shelley Foster is in the classroom back in Clearwater, refreshing students about some ancient artwork. She places a flashcard of a musical instrument on the overhead projector.
And please tell me any characteristic that you can link this lyre to. What is it an example of? Skylar.
I think it could be for social structure because it's. I remember that it said those are for like high class dinner.
Right,
at the museum the next day, Skylar Overton stands with her classmates in front of a modern mixed-media piece by Tallahassee artist Mary Proctor. Her docent takes the classroom lesson another step.
The seven characteristics of a civilization apply to ancient Greek and Roman art, Japanese art, Chinese art, Hindu art. It also applies to art today, okay?
Overton says she likes that the field trip didn't dwell on ancient history.
But it's kind of different to see how, like, one thing you see something that's 4,000 years old, and then next you think something that was just 50 years ago it was made, not even.
These students walking through the exhibits at the museum don't pay for their visit, nor have thousands of others who've been on the field trip in the past 2 years. Transportation is paid for by a voter-approved property tax that supports art and technology in Pinellas County schools. A corporate grant covers the museum's expenses. Students also receive a pass to return to the museum with their family. It's a way to boost interest in the arts among youth, who account for about 15% of the museum's visitors today. Overton, one of the sixth graders on this trip, isn't so optimistic. While she already wants to bring her mom back for a museum tour, her middle school colleagues may not rush back.
I think most of them were bored, mostly the boys, but it's very, very interesting and educational.
Or, as someone said as the group headed out the museum doors, a day at an art museum is a lot more fun than being back at school. For State Impact Florida, I'm Mary Shedden in St. Petersburg.